You're listening to the audio production of Hunting the Unabomber, the FBI, Ted Kaczynski, and the Capture of America's Most Notorious Domestic Terrorist, by Lise Wheel with Lisa Pulitzer, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit www.harperchristianaudio.com.
To the memory of FBI Special Agent Patrick Webb, whose dedication to hunting the Unabomber made the telling of this story possible. My motive for doing what I'm going to do is simply personal revenge. I do not expect to accomplish anything by it. I certainly don't claim to be an altruist or to be acting for the good, whatever that is, of the human race. I act merely for a desire for revenge. Of course, I would like to get revenge on the whole scientific and bureaucratic establishment, not to mention communists and others who threaten freedom. But that being impossible, I have to content myself with just a little revenge. Ted Kaczynski, April 6, 1971. Author's note. Tracking down Theodore Kaczynski, a.k.a. the Unabomber, was one of the longest and most expensive manhunts in FBI history, spanning 18 years and costing U.S. taxpayers upward of $50 million. At the height of the task force operation, there were more than 500 people from three federal agencies working the case. Some dedicated a substantial portion of their career to the investigation, while countless others rotated in and out of the effort to hunt down the elusive bomber who had millions of Americans fearing for their safety for nearly two decades. The story has been the subject of countless articles, TV news programs, and books, as well as, most recently, a Discovery Channel docuseries, Manhunt Unabomber. The Discovery program received nationwide attention, and some people have asked me why I chose to write a book on the topic when there is already a docuseries out there that many have watched. What some viewers may have missed is that the 8-part series was a fictionalized account of the case. In condensing the decades-long investigation, the creator of the docudrama took extensive liberties with the facts, including the creation of a composite character loosely based on the work of FBI agent and criminal profiler James Fitz Fitzgerald. Producers turned Fitzgerald into a dramatic central figure and made it appear as though he spent many years on the case, was pivotal to the investigation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?